Big O's Joe and Jet, Doug and Joe Show, 93.7 The River. Today we're going out. It is a Tuesday, and we have not done one of these in a while. We're back at it. And when we started out with Tuesday, you know, going around all the different Sac area restaurants and eateries and diners and all that, the whole reason we did it is because we wanted to find the best food in Sacramento, one. And then two, we could hang out with you guys. Mm-hmm. And then we come back and do our True Reviews podcast. So we give reviews and ratings of the food we taste, so that way we can either bulldoze or prop up and give kudos to all these fine establishments that are usually local and mom and pop. So today, this is the exact opposite because we're going out to IHOB.
Yeah.
International House of Burgers. And I mean, if you're going to take a place that's been around since the late 40s, like International House of Pancakes, and you're going to change the P to a B, it's worth going in and checking out these hamburgers they've been advertising. So that's why we're doing the chain today, is because we got to see if these big steak classic burgers are all they say they are on TV.
Not only that, but we've also seen a few reviews from people where they say they're pretty good.
They're pretty good.
Not a bad burger.
I'm at the menu right now, the hamburger menu.
Oh, what do they got?
And here's the thing that's kind of deceptive. IHOP said that these burgers are $6.99 for the unlimited fries and you get the Coke and all that.
Right.
But there's only one hamburger that is $6.99 with the fries and the Coke, and that's the classic. Okay, all the other hamburgers are kind of expensive. So
does the classic have cheese?
The classic has cheese, okay. Pickle, onion, lettuce, tomato. Just classic burger. Okay. 700 calories, $600. I mean,
wow.
$6.99, which is $7. Okay. Then you got this one. You got the classic with bacon. Okay. Same as the classic, except you have bacon on it. That one is $10.59. Now we get to the Mega Monster. Yeah, the Mega Monster, two meat, two cheese. But what you get is you get a slice of cheddar and you get a slice of jack, okay, with two patties.
That's going to be a big boy, though.
That's $11.99.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Now we get into the Big Brunch Burger, okay, and I like this. This has shoestring onions on it. It's got the secret sauce. One patty, egg, bacon.
Ooh.
Okay, 1,040 calories, the Big Brunch. That one's $11.99.
You going to get that today?
No, I'm not going to get that because that's a little too high in sodium.
Boy, that's a burger.
Then they got the Cowboy Burger, Cowboy Barbecue. It's got two onion rings on it, barbecue sauce, and bacon. But it's got lettuce, tomato, and all the other stuff. Then they got the Jalapeno Kick Burger.
Boy, okay. They got a lot of them.
Yeah. The Jalapeno Kick, $10.99. Then they got Mushroom and Swiss. That's $10.39.
Ooh, your old favorite.
And I'm looking at that Mushroom
you
Swiss
do like
right
a
now.
Mushroom Swiss, don't you?
Oh, my God, yeah. And I can't see if it's got bacon on it, but boy, if it does, I might have to pound that down.
Oh, dog loves a Mushroom and Swiss.
Oh, I do.
Shoo. I went through a little Smashburger phase where all he got was a Smashburger's Mushroom and Swiss, and I think that lasted probably about 3 months.
Well, and then we learned this. I forget, Dana, who was talking about it, but I think it was you. You said you and your sister went into the Arden Fair Mall, and mm-hmm. Smashburger that was out at Arden, it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, my sister has the thing for Smash. And
oh, we liked it a lot, too. We liked that place.
Oh, I loved it. And it's gone now, so we were thinking, I think Smashburger's going through some hard times, and they're mm-hmm. not on the role they were.
Oh, that sucks.
And the reason I quit going is because they changed the mushroom and the bacon. Like the first 4 or 5 months, I was eating one a week.
Yeah, it was like a different sandwich there towards the end. More salty or something? What, you said something tasted different.
No, the bacon was different. They got some different, cheapy, weird bacon, and they started calling the mushrooms truffle. And they were putting them in a sauce, and they were smaller and weirder. They weren't big, chunky mushrooms.
They were probably a truffle mushroom.
It was, but it wasn't as good. And then the hamburgers did get really, really salty, and they just kind of lost their edge. And now we're learning that Smashburger not on the roll they once were. So that's why I quit going, because the hamburger changed. After they sucked me in and they were building it, I was like, gosh damn, I could eat this till I die. And I would have, like probably 6 months after I started. But then they changed it on me, so I quit going. So I look at this one at IHOB right now, this Mushroom and Swiss, and I'm here to tell you, you put your hand in front of that hamburger, I'm biting through it. You put a leg or a knee in there, I'm biting right through it, because that thing looks
violent.
Pretty damn good.
Do you make Mushroom and Swiss burgers for yourself at your house when you're making burgers?
I do.
Or do you just make a standard?
No, I do, and I always make mushrooms with almost everything I eat.
You put eggs, all that weird crap on it, eggs, and will you do all that on a burger too?
No, sometimes I'll put an over medium egg on a burger. Typically, no.
But mushrooms on everything. Huh?
Mushrooms in my eggs, like if I'm going to have steaks or whatever.
Why?
I love mushrooms.
There's no taste to them.
Oh, come on! Don't be
there
stupid.
There is a taste.
Yes, they taste delightful.
Like dirt.
They don't taste really like dirt.
I don't think they, as I, and I, you know, I do not like mushrooms. Of course, I've eaten them on pizza and whatever
else.
Oh,
you gotta have them on pizza.
And I'll try, you know, because my taste buds change every now and again. I think they, it's the texture is what I don't like about them. But I don't think they have a taste at all.
Oh, yeah, you saute them, you do them in, you know, you do them in a butter or a wine sauce.
Yeah, but isn't that the taste of the flavor
you're
adding?
No, it brings the taste of the mushroom out. That's what it does, is it enhances them. And then what you do is you do it in a marsala sauce or a little bit of mustard.
What would you say the taste is?
Mushroom. Yeah, oddly enough, mushrooms taste like mushrooms.
You can't
it's weird.
Equate it to a different kind of food?
No. Well, here's the thing. I know what you're asking me. If I eat a green avocado that's really firm, it'll taste like an egg yolk. A mushroom tastes
like... That's what I mean.
It tastes like a mushroom.
Huh.
Nothing tastes like a mushroom but a mushroom.
Maybe that's why I think it doesn't have a taste.
Yeah, and then Dana says it tastes like dirt. That's not true.
I would also say that. I wouldn't say dirt. Earthy. It tastes earthy.
It does have an earthy flavor. Yeah.
You know?
So I think that's what I'm going to get today is this mushroom and Swiss. I'm peeping that one pretty hard. Or I'm going to get the regular classic with bacon. So Dana's on the phone right now, but we're going to go to IHOP down the street on Arden. We'll be out there at about 11:30. Here's the thing. I know most people don't get lunch till noon. I can't wait till noon.
Oh, we're ravenous when we get done, man.
Yeah, your lunchtime's at noon. Our lunchtime's like at 10.
Yeah.
9:30. Dana, give us the address. Where are we going?
2035 Arden Way.
Yeah.
What are you thinking for your burger, Dana? What are you craving?
Let me go through these again quickly. The classic with bacon, uh-huh. Mega Monster. You get the Big Brunch, the Cowboy Barbecue, Jalapeno Kick, or Mushroom Swiss.
I thought I saw like a Western kind of dealy.
The Cowboy Barbecue.
That's probably the Cowboy Barbecue.
It's either that or what's the jalapeno one?
The Jalapeno Kick.
What's on it again?
Well, it looks like pepper jack cheese, and it looks like bacon and jalapenos.
Ooh, and it'd be a little spicy too, Dana. So if you eat that, we could see if it makes the little one kick.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I'm kind of leaning towards the Western, though.
We can get a twofer.
Because you know I'm weird, and I wouldn't get the pepper jack cheese. So,
but here's what's on it.
She doesn't like cheese.
Spicy
no, I
blend.
Like it. I don't want it on my burger. I'm weird.
You get a spicy blend of sautéed jalapenos, mm-hmm. serranos, and onion. A uh-huh. custom-cured hickory smoked bacon,
ooh.
Pepper jack cheese, lettuce tomato, jalapeno mayo,
ooh.
And then that comes with the...
That might tempt me, though. I do like some jalapeno mayo.
It looks pretty damn good. Look at the picture of that son of a bitch.
It's between those two for me.
Oh, yeah. The burger. I mean, you got to admit, that looks like a damn good burger, bro. We're going to have some good food today.
We'll come back. We'll find out. The address again, Dana, one more time?
2035 Arden Way.
And who is this on hold? Do they want to talk about Tuesday?
I have no idea because I told them I had to go on air.
Yeah. So if you can come by today, we'll be out there 11:30, 11:45-ish. We're going to swing in. We're going to eat some of these IHOP burgers and see if they're all dat. Because a place that's going to change the name from pancake to burger... It better be damn good, and we'll tell you about it tomorrow if it's not.
Well, at least equals a sample. It equals a try.
Gotta be better than the pancakes, man.
Yeah.
What do they got going for fries? Just one kind of fry?
It doesn't really say anything about the French fries.
Oh, some seasoned fries would be awesome.
Or maybe some curlies.
I'm not eating French fries.
Oh, I'm just getting
that burger and a water.
Oh, I'm getting fries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Dana will give you and Joe will give you the review on the French fries, and we'll find out what kind of burgers we have for tomorrow. But if you can today, 11:30, 11:45, which will be down on Arden at the IHOP, eating the hamburgers. Hang on. Fog and Joe.